listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warranted by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev.
Paul Sir joins us. Did you ever dye your hair, Paul, back when you were playing in Europe?
No, I never dyed my hair, but I had there was something in the 70s called a body wave that guys used to get to give their hair a little bit of curl. But I went to, I think her name was Madge at the Cresco, Iowa beauty parlor, and I came out, my hair was like Mark's. And so I had the real tight curl going, and I pretty much got laughed off my team. So no dye just yet.
Westbrook a performance by that guy shooting the lights out from all over the place. Now people will, for me, an MVP should just be who's the best player in that given year, not who's the best player of all time. Who's the best player that year? Can anybody have a better year than Westbrook's at right now this year?
No, I don't think they can. The guy is just off the charts. It every night he seems to be doing something special, and then he has games like last night. Ben Golliver from Sports Illustrated did very much an analytics breakdown on why James Harden should be the MVP this year. But I'm with you, Jason. Kawhi Leonard's great. LeBron James has been fading lately, but you know he's always very good. But to me, Westbrook is the clear cut winner. He's closing in on Oscar Robertson's triple double record. It looks now like this is going to happen. This is going to be a triple double year for him. I just don't see how you can argue against it.
Paul, if you were coaching in the NBA right now and you had to pick one of the following four players with a bunch of scrubs to win you one game right now, would you take Westbrook, Harden, Kawhi Leonard, or LeBron James?
Westbrook.
Is it even close? Is it close?
No, because he's a machine. He does everything. I mean, the ferocity he plays with, the ability to score from everywhere. I watched the Rockets lose to the Warriors the other night, and Harden's phenomenal, no question about it, within the system by D'Antoni. But Westbrook has nobody around him even resembling what Harden has around him, and the Thunder are still very competitive. And it's all simply because of him. He is just carrying this team completely on his back. And night in and night out, he puts up spectacular numbers, and they win. You know, they're not a threat for the NBA championship, but they're winning. It's not like a team that has somebody out there just chucking, and they're winning 20 to 30 games. This guy has kept the winning tradition of Oklahoma City moving forward.
We're joined by Paul Sir from Basketball Alberta and the Basketball Hour. You can hear him Saturday mornings with myself. You're listening to the Jason Greger Show. And I agree with everything you're saying about Westbrook, Paul, but the NBA MVP, it's been a long time since they gave that NBA Most Valuable Player trophy to a player not on a contender. Is that working against maybe Westbrook this season, that his team will be lucky to maybe get out of the second round?
Absolutely. That will work against him with some of the people voting. But I think going back to what Jason said, if people vote for strictly who is the best player in this given season, the answer to me is clearly Russell Westbrook, as great as Harden's been, as effective as Kawhi has been, although that didn't show last night against the Warriors. But to me, Westbrook is the clear-cut winner. But as you just point out correctly, Mark, voters start getting into all these other extraneous factors, and they start bringing all these other thoughts into it. But just black and white, Russell Westbrook should be the MVP this year.
Paul Sir joins us. Paul, I want to get your thoughts quickly because I know executive the director of Basketball Alberta, the Metro All-Star Game is next Wednesday, the top high school players. Anybody to look out for?
Well, there's a raft of kids that deserve to be there. That had very good seasons, and you know, hats off to Jordan Baker for stepping forward. And he came to us at Basketball Alberta, and Steve's been working closely with him. And with Basketball Alberta, we've been supporting it because we've got an overall strategy, Jason and Mark, that within a couple of years we're going to have a provincial all-star game as well. But in terms of the talent level, the players that I would watch most closely would be Ben Cricke from Jasper Place. We've got a lot of chatter with Ben being considered fairly seriously by the Canada Basketball Cadet National Team. He's a grade 10 at Jasper Place, 6'6", very, very good player with a real strong upside. Sabri Phillips from Harry Ainley would be the other player that I would point out. Sabri still hasn't figured out how to be as aggressive as he needs to be with the ability that he has. Mm-hmm. If he ever does, he could be a very high-level player as well. Those would be the two players in amongst many, you know, fine players, both on the guys and girls side, that definitely deserve to be there. And the most important thing is that there's a showcase game for them to get out and to play and to receive some recognition and acknowledgement for the seasons that they just had.
Now, the importance of a provincial team, Paul, how is that going to benefit players moving forward? Is it just an opportunity? Like, will it travel? Will it play more games at higher level? What will be the ultimate benefit for that, for those kids who make that team when it's officially there?
You know, what I want to do, Jason, is down in the U.S., they have all state teams. And the best players from the state, and now they've broken it into the various divisions, the best players get acknowledged for their seasons. And we don't have anything like that in Alberta. And it always has frustrated me to think of all these kids across the province who are playing their hearts out for their high school teams. And then the season goes over and it's like it evaporates. There's no benchmark or recognition for what these kids have just worked hard to accomplish. And yes, certain players will go on to post-secondary, and that's all well and good. But what we need is to have a system, most likely with coaches voting, where you pick the best players 1A through 4A, boys and girls, and then bring all those players into a central location, have a provincial all-star team, hopefully get somebody like Shaw to broadcast the game, have a big banquet, have these kids have their pictures where they're supposed to be in their local papers, and get the kind of pat on the back for a job well done. Whereas right now, like I said, the season goes on, the season's over, and you move on to the next one, and we don't even know if there's a good kid from Wood Buffalo, and we don't even know who the best kids in the province are in Edmonton outside of the kids that are just playing locally. So that's something I'm very, you know, very committed to getting done. And hopefully we'll have it in, if not the 2017-18 season, the 2018-19 season.
Well, that sounds great. I love it. Paul Sir joins us, former pro player, executive director of Basketball Alberta, host, of course, the basketball show here on TSN 1260 every Saturday. Paul, Raptors, pretty brutal loss. They gave up 41 points in the fourth quarter. Now, you know, it could just be looked at as one game or not, but, you know, the Raptors have kind of been one step forward, one step back, one step forward, one step back here for quite some time. And I know that historically sometimes, having a great run to the playoffs doesn't guarantee a great success or vice versa, but they've just got to find some more consistency in their game.
They do. I agree with you, Jason. That's a bad loss. That's a team they should beat. And Kemba Walker just owns them. And they're playing at home, and that's just one of those losses you look at as an opportunity lost, because last night Washington loses as well. If the Raptors win last night against a team that's 10 or so games under 500 at home, they're tied with Washington for third place with the record. So how, you know, that those kind of losses, giving up 41 points in a fourth quarter, and it is the NBA, like you say, these are superb players, and Kemba Walker, when he gets hot, can score with the best of anybody in the NBA. But still, that's not a game you should lose. So too bad for the Raptors, and going into playoffs with the uncertainty around Kyle Lowry and the inconsistency that we see even within a game and their ability to play defense, it really is a head-scratcher with this team. Like, why all of a sudden they turn into a team that bad on defense and give up that many points to a very mediocre NBA team? It's really hard to figure.
Paul, as always, great stuff, man. Look forward to talking to you next Thursday as we inch closer to the playoffs in the NBA.
Likewise, Jason. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Paul Sir,